तारुणी मंडल महिते कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो नमः। For new devotees and senior devotees must know some principles of bhakti. First, they should know what are the basic
principles, rules and regulations.
What truth?
Etiquette.
Truth?
Eternal truth.
Eternal truth. Fundamental truth.
In fundamental
established truths. And they are of 10 kinds. Can you tell? You can understand and tell. No? Anyone senior Vaishnava? You? You also, you cannot do? You cannot tell? Then you will have to go and cut grass. That will take you also. Very, very friendly things to know. Subal Sakha Prabhu, he made the 10 basic principles of bhakti. Not explaining, counting 10. You can understand the principle. Don't delay.
Gravi Guru Janraya Radhikaya Yudhali
Krishna
Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Nam.
Bas. We had no time at all.
Guru Maharaj wrote to me the basic principles of the sadhana and bhajan.
No. Then basic
yes.
Principles of
them. Adi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the gift of the ten teaching, in that the Bhaktivinoda Thakur written in his Jaiva Dharma. Amnaya
Vedic Guru Parampara te ki bola
hai.
Amnaya bola hai. Ita prasne puchhu hi nahi chahiye. Guru Parampara is not
Amnaya.
What is Amnaya?
Adi Praman.
Where is
the
Guru Parampara prapto je bhaan? Na. Did it Buddha nature? The literature, Vedic literature, has been accepted by all
disciplic successors.
Disciplic successors and all acharyas. That truth, that
Siddhanta
literature or bhaani is Amna. Ki bola?
पूर्व आचार्यगण जिसको वेद पद्धति प्राण थे जिसको उपदेश दिए से आमना देर द प्रीवियस आचार्य देर द ब्रह्मा नारद एंड ऑल द
डोंट एक्सप्लेन सो मच फनी वेरी
लिटिल मध्वाचार्य एंड द अदर और द आचार्य गिव द इंस्ट्रक्शंस एंड दैट इज द Veda and Quran and Upanishad. That is called the Amna. Amna Prava. This is the...
Amna Vipuji Dina. Tumbalata, Tumbalata. You can understand. Or try to understand. Because this is the platform of bhakti. If you are not knowing 10 principles, you cannot understand what is really bhakti. Real bhakti. So you should understand.
Hare Krishna. Gurudev ordered me to discuss...
Are you equally karbhati, sir? Don't worry.
fundamental doctrines of devotion. We have heard from Gurudev, Srila Bhakti Thakur quoted this sloka, Amnaya Praha, Tattam Harimiha Paramam, Sarva Saktim Rasabdhim, Tad Bhinnam Sangscha Prakriti Kavalitan, Tat Vimuktamscha Bhavat, Veda Veda Prakasam, Sakalamapi Hare Sadhanam Suddha Bhaktim, Sattam Tat Pritim Epadupadsati, Janan Gaura Chandra Bhajetam.
I want to hear in evening session, if not a slow but 10 principles, I will ask anyone or stand up and tell what are you care. So you should all try to remember. Whether lady devotees or male devotees.
So first, Amnai. Amnai means our.
Amnai is.
Our disciplic succession adopted so many praman, proof.
Proof.
Amna is proof and another
any,
nine.
Anything we want proof, whether it is right or wrong. So there must be some proof.
Amna
there is proof in eternal
succession, discussion.
Parmat ke liye wo kya parkuya hai, praman. For Parmatma.
For spiritual.
For spiritual things. What is proof? Then Amnai is Praman. Then what is Praman? Amnai is Praman.
So Amnai is Praman means proof. One is proof here and another nine is
Praman.
You
come in and sit down. Jagannath.
Amnai is your proof, another nine is Praman. So what is Amnai? Which doctrines adopted by your disciplic succession from Vedas and other scriptures and other literature, it is called Amnai.
You know that Vedas are Shruti, but all Vedas are not Praman. The Vedas, Puranas, Upanishads and the literature which our disciplic acharyas have accepted as the proof, that is Amnai and that is only proof. There are so many ways our disciplic orders, acharyas have not accepted. Purans, there are so many Tamasic Purans, they have not followed. So, the Ved, Purans, Shruti, our disciplic acharyas have accepted as a proof, this is Amnai. And we follow this.
Without following this praman, none advance in Krishna consciousness. And another nine, rest nines are prameya.
Among all the scriptures, Amnaya Bani, Srimad Bhagavat is supreme
prominent.
Supreme proof. Gita also, Veda also, everything. But first, Srimad Bhagavat says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that it is Amal Praman.
It is extremely truth.
Okay.
So,
by these Purans, Bhagavatam and Veda Shastra, Amnaya Bani, nine Prameya comes. What is Prameya?
So, what is Prameya? Tattam Harimiha Paramam.
What is the meaning of Prameya?
By which we can adopt that praman.
What praman proves? What proves tell that it is true? It is tattva. That is called praman.
What is proof indicate us that these are external truth? It is called prameya.
So there are nine.
There are
prameya.
Nine prameyas. What is
first prameya?
First prameya is tattam harimiha paramam. Hari is Param Tattva. That means, who is Hari? Ete Changsa Kalapunsa Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. That Krishna is Hari.
Supreme Personality of Godhead is Hari. And that Hari is
Krishna himself.
This is the first
Prameya.
Among them. Then second,
Amna Tattva Hari Paramam Sarva Saktim Rasabdhim. He is Sarvashakti Sampanna. He is Almighty.
He has all kinds of powers.
And Rasabdhin, he is full of ocean, he is mercy of Ras.
He is not full of mercy, but Krishna is himself
ocean of Ras.
Ocean of Ras. Full of Ras, it is another thing.
But ocean of Ras.
Himself, Krishna is of Ras. Third.
There are so many jivas in this world. Jiva is the part.
No. There are two kinds of
jivas.
Jivas. Souls. One condition.
Another liberated soul.
And both has come from Krishna. From his Shakti.
So
who is liberated?
Jeeves are two kinds. One is liberated soul, another is conditioned souls. So
Both coming from
Krishna, but not direct from Krishna. Origin of Jeeves of three kinds. One come from Baladev Prabhu, they are eternal.
Don't go. Very simple. And then conditioned soul.
Conditioned soul.
Who has forgotten Krishna?
Who's forgotten Krishna and they thought?
And involved in worldly affairs.
And they thought we are.
Conditioned soul.
Who has forgotten Krishna?
Who's forgotten Krishna and they thought?
And involved in worldly affairs.
So.
Bhedaveda Prakasam Sakalam. All are jeeves of. Bhedaveda Prakas means difference and non-difference manifestation of Krishna.
Every time.
Yes, same time. Simultaneously they are. Difference and non-difference of and sadhanam suddha bhakti.
How they are also chief vastu, having knowledge, and Krishna has also, he is also chief vastu. But he is vibhu, very endless.
Infinite, and jiva is infinitesimal.
Jiva can be
involved in Maya.
But he can.
He is
the master of Maya. Jeev is under Maya.
Sadhanam Suddha Bhaktim. So what is their sadhan? Sadhan is pure devotion, is sadhan for achieving in Krishna consciousness. Sadhan.
How Jeev can again come in his real position by adopting bhakti? Bhakti. Bhakti is only the sadhana to have the service of Krishna. There are so many means, karma, jnana, yoga, tapasya, but really they are not way to go to Krishna. Only the way is bhakti. Bhakti is only sadhana. There are no different ways to have Krishna.
And sadham tat priti. What is our ultimate goal? To please Krishna. And sadham tat priti me padupasit. Sadham tat priti. Sadham means our ultimate goal is sadha. What ultimate goal? To please Krishna.
No, that's not the problem. Prem is absolute
goal.
Without prem, we cannot serve Krishna. So the goal of bhakti is to give Krishna prem. And only this Krishna prem can serve Krishna so much, otherwise not. So our aim and object is only Krishna prem, and sadhana is bhakti.
Bhakti. So if there is no prem,
if Krishna is there, but comes has no
prem,
nothing to do with Krishna, only to kill you.
If no prem, that Krishna will not be satisfied.
Now again, Amnar means Ved and Purans, which have been accepted by our
disciplic succession.
These are only proofs. And among these, Srimad Bhagavat is
Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam.
Second,
Tattam harimiya paramam.
Hari is Valli, topmost tattva, supreme personality of Godhead. And Hari is that Krishna.
And Sarva Saktim, he is almighty.
Then?
For Rasabhin.
He has all kinds of Sakti, power. Like Chit Sakti, Jiva Sakti, Maya Sakti, Hlalini Sakti,
Antaranga Sakti,
Antaranga Sakti,
Sambhit Sakti,
Sambhit Sakti, Hlalini Sakti, illusory Maya, this everything is powerful.
Fourth ocean of Ras.
And then?
Tad Bhinnang Sangscha Prakriti Kavalitan. Jiva is two kinds.
Two kinds of Jivas have come from Krishna by his Maya, by his Sakti.
One is liberated soul, another is conditioned soul. These two, that means six.
Then?
Tad vinyasa prakriti kavalitan, tad vimuktang subhavat, bheda bheda prakasam. Seventh is bheda bheda prakasam. They are different.
Chit jagat and achit jagat.
Yes.
And this jiva, three has relation with Krishna.
Different.
Bheda.
Inconceivable difference and non-difference at the same time. And
sadhan is bhakti.
Sadhan, eighth is sadhan, is suddha bhakti. And ninth is saddha, Krishna prem.
This ten mixing becomes a dasam mula tattva.
Ten fundamental doctrines of devotion.
What is ten?
Because
nine
is the
sadhana. Nine, one praman, max ten.
Nine is up to nine and amna is one, so including one plus nine is ten.
Okay.
At first amna is one, after that another nine is from here.
I will ask in the evening class, be ready all. And if they will not answer, then I will tell them to stand up on the bench. I will bring a bench and will tell them. And I will bind their tiki there.
No stick?
Then,
No danda, no danda.
No danda, no danda. And even then, you are not remembering, then don't recall. I will bring my thunder. Also know about 10 kinds of namaparada. In beginning, you should know. Without knowing this, you cannot chant pure name. Who can tell? What are the 10 namaparadas? What are?
To blaspheme Vaishnava.
Who will tell?
To blaspheme Vaishnava.
No.
Stand up, please.
And count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, like this.
Yes. To blaspheme the Vaishnavas, the devotees who have dedicated their lives for propagating the holy name of the Lord. 2. To consider the names of demigods. To consider names of demigods, even Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, to be equal to or independent of the name
if
of...
If not understanding, they can do like this. How can we do that? Second?
To consider the names of demigods, such as Lord Shiva and Lord Brahma, to be equal to or independent of the name of Lord Vishnu.
What it all? Yes, Lord.
Because the names of the demigods, such as Lord Shiva or Lord Brahma, to be equal to or independent of the holy names of Lord Vishnu.
He has not told about Brahma. Generally, person, they don't do mistake about Brahma. But generally, they have some doubt about Shiva tattva. Very difficult tattva. Sometimes Shiva becomes himself, Krishna becomes Shiva, or Vishnu becomes Shiva. And sometimes, ordinary Jeev is Shiva. Not ordinary, but extraordinary. becomes Shiva. And cultivate the function of Shankar. So when Vishnu becomes seed, if there is no qualified jivas there, then they are abhinna. Understand? They are same. Because Vishnu is here, see. But when any jiva has become and cultivating the function of Shankar Shri, then he is not equal to Krishna, not same. Generally, Brahma becomes jiva, but Shankar, he is Sadashiv, like Vishnu. He does the function of Shankar, but actually he is Vishnu. But yet Vishnu is not like Krishna. Whether he is Vishnu or Jiva Tattva. So, personal confusion in this, they have confusion about this. So in Shastra it has been told that those who think that Krishna, Shiva, Ram are same thing, they are doing so much mistake. This is Namaparad. We should know that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Shankar is not that. He is Das. So if you are thinking that both are same, then it is a very great aparadha. We should not. Second. Third.
To disobey the orders of the spiritual master.
But
Guru Abhagya.
Guru Abhagya. Don't
disobey.
Disobey your Gurudev. Disregard Gurudev. You should give the honor like Krishna himself. Because he is so near and dear. Also he has told in Srimad Bhagavatam, Acharya Ma Vijaniya. You should treat your Gurudev like myself. Not less than him. Yasya Deve Parabhakti. As you have bhakti in Krishna, lotus feet, you will have to bhakti in your Gurudev. Also not this, only that. You will have to serve him Vishrammena Gaur Seva. What is the meaning of that? Vishrammena Gaur Seva? Not only doing this. As a bosom friend, like a bandhu, his mind like this, having not so much affluence, that he is so high and I am so low. So Vishamayana Garosha. So don't disobey your Gurudev, or don't think that Guru is mortal man.
Ordinary.
Ordinary
mortal
man. Common person.
Then, okay?
Yes. Can someone help me? I don't remember number four.
Loudly and very slowly.
Yes. To blaspheme the Vedic literature or literature in pursuance of the Vedic version to Shaninda.
So this afternoon. Have you understood?
Yes.
What he said, Yusuf?
He said to blaspheme Vedic literature, meaning the Vedic literature is there emanating from the breathing of the Lord. So they're absolute.
Tikara. क्या बोला हिंदी में
बोल रहे हैं जो वैदिक ग्रंथ हैं वे भगवान से अभिन्न हैं इसलिए उनका अनादर नहीं होना चाहिए ये चौथा अपराध है
नॉट दिस मीनिंग इज दैट समटाइम्स वेदा द ऑथोरिटी नो ऑल वेदस आर ऑथोरिटी बट समटाइम्स वी सी इन वेदास इन डिफरेंट पार्ट्स that something has been told and another time it has been cut down against this. So don't think that the two are contradictory. And don't disobey or don't have dishonor that you are thinking that it is understand.
You should try
to reconcile, and if you kind of reconcile, you can go to Jiva Goswami and the person like that. They can reconcile everything. All Vedas come from Krishna. So there should be no
contradictory.
So don't disobey anything. It has been told for different kinds of devotees in different stages. Sometimes Swamiji has told something and another place he has written quite
opposite.
Don't think that he has done mistake. He has written for the
different stages
of a student's life.
According to time and circumstances.
Yes. So, all the words of Vedas or Srimad Bhagavatam are quite true. Don't dishonor. Then, what?
Sometimes we chant also to blaspheme literatures in pursuance, which are presenting religion, knowledge of God. So for instance, the scripture of the Christians, Bible, sometimes there may be some apparent contradiction, but we can reconcile with Srimad Bhagavatam,
yes.
Vedic Shastra. So yes. Same principle is there?
Yeah,
the same principle applies to literatures which are like Bible, Quran from Muslim and Christian religions. We should not disrespect because we can reconcile in, we find this in...
Sometimes we can reconcile, but there are some things we can't reconcile. Krishna is no shade. How you can reconcile this? So sometimes we'll have to give explanation for this. Sometimes we can reconcile. To cut persons, cut down, if he is not accepting Quran, by sword, they should be cut down. How you can reconcile? If anyone telling Ram Ram Krishna Krishna, or Jesus Christ or anything, and one says, oh, if you tell, you should go, tell Khoda, 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 and if you are not able, how you can reconcile? So Vedas are, they cannot tell anything against, because they are perfect. In Puran, there are some things which can be rejected, but in Vedas, not like this. Srimad Bhagavat reconciles and some rejects. Anyway, it has not told that you should reject your Gurudev, but Srimad Bhagavat tells. He is not in a line of Vaishnava.
Criticizing Vaishnavas.
And criticizing Vaishnava. He
means
knowing all Vedas and Shastra, but even he should be given up. So you will have to reconcile all these things. While they are adopting Srimad Bhagavat view, they are steps, and where they are rejecting Srimad Bhagavatam Siddhant, they should be rejected. Understand? Then?
To give some interpretation on the holy name of the Lord.
Tathartavado. Interpretation.
What is the meaning of Tathartavado?
Interpretation.
Yeah.
To take a different meaning, to speculate about the meaning of the name, to speculate about the meaning.
No.
It's
number 6.
What is the meaning of Tathagatavado?
It's 5 or 6. To consider the glories of the holy name to the imagination.
Not before
this.
Before this. Yes.
I'm telling number 6 before.
No, number 5.
Five is so.
Yes. To consider the glories of the holy name as imagination.
No, as before.
No, if you didn't interpretation.
No, right, we're at 5.
The path about
two different orders.
Okay. It is right. 5 is telling?
Say it again.
To give interpretation.
To have some realization from Harinam chanting, and to think, oh no, not true. It can't be right. Too beautiful, yes. Too nice, too amazing.
Understand this faith? By chanting Harinam, easily salvation can come. By chanting name, all opulence and so much wealth can come. Do you agree?
Yes. Yes.
Some will tell, no. By name it will not come. It has been told so.
It has been exaggerated.
Exaggerated. Yes.
That is why we should chant them and also do something for our earning life. Name cannot get wealth, reputation and all this. It can give only Krishna play. It was a fact with Haridas Thakur when Brahmin is calling for this. So he is telling that don't doubt. Name, if Krishna prem he can give, why he cannot give so much wealth? Why he cannot? We do nothing for wealth, but wealth is coming. So why it will not come? It will come by past activities. So don't worry at all. There was a boy who wanted to be renounced order. He left his home and went out of his village and he was going to Vrindavan. In the way, he thought, what should I do? If I am not doing anything, then how can I take my force and I will not be alive? So, what should I do? I should return to home or I should go for renounce order. In the meantime, he saw that there was an egg of any bird on the branches of the tree. It came down, it fell down on the earth and it was broken. A very little
baby bird
came, no eyes. What is she was doing? Chee, 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 chee. And she was so hungry, but her mother was not there. So he wanted some food. But who will give food? There was none to give. At once, that person saw that she was doing chee, 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 chee.
And open his mouth.
Opening mouth and
closing and opening.
Closing and opening. In the meantime, he saw also that a very little and small
insect
came flying. Very little, very soft. And he sat on that egg's water. And he was now could not fly, so he was doing those and he became rocked. Understand?
Yes, stick with that water.
And it became like a round figure. And it was very nearer to that bird's mouth. And very easily, when he was chee 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 doing, it came in his mouth. Easily. Oh, Krishna can arrange everything? Why he will not arrange for me? So he can give wealth, reputation, bhakti, mukti, prema bhakti, everything he can do. Name is so much power. So don't worry for all these things. Otherwise you can do bhajan. If you think that it has been written in Srimad Bhagavatam and all other scriptures that name can give salvation, name can give Krishna prem, it is absurd, then it is a very big offense. Then, next.
To give interpretation on the holy name of the Lord, to say something about the holy name of the Lord which is not true, not from real realization.
You are understanding what he is telling? What?
To interpret the holy name, to consider the holy name result chanting to be something different result, interpreting your own meaning.
बोले हरि नाम का अपवाद या कुछ मिला जुला ही जैसे आपने व्याख्या की अभी
क्योंकि बात तो हमने कहा थी
हाँ पांच मिला जुलता है ना तो इसलिए पार्थक्य नहीं कर पा रहे हैं
नहीं अतिस स्तुति बात
और
हरि नाम कल्पना हरि नाम कल्पना व्हाट यू आर टेलिंग
विद मंडेन वर्ल्डली माइंड say something about Harinam which is not
Kalpana
actually
Kalpana.
True coming
is
from
true?
Divine source
to matlab
to consider the holy glories of holy name to be imaginary
yes
no, already said this is
the Krishna is no Bhagavan has no shape Krishna has no shape Brahma has no shape so his name is also not no name no attribute No qualification, nothing is in him. He is like a zero. So a name has been, kalpana, imagination. So name is like imagination. His shape is imagined, not true. This is very
great offense.
Big then,
to commit sinful activities on the strength of chanting Hari Nam,
Naam can destroy all kinds of sins. So we should try to do sins also. And also chant name. So we will murder so many persons, killing cows, taking place and also chanting Hari name. Drink so much wine, fall down on the earth.
The drain.
And dogs will come and appreciate you and wash your mouth. No harm. No harm. But we will chant and all sin will go away. Don't do. Don't cheat anyone. Don't do any aparad. Always try to be pure. Otherwise, people is a very great offense. It is true that name can take all kinds of sin. It is true. But don't think that I should continue my doing all this nonsense and I should also
chant.
I have heard like this any person who thinks that I am Gaudiya Vaishnava. And he tells that we should go to the persons those who are involved in all bad things because they have no other ways so let them drink let them test all worldly things but yet they should take name not this is not this is like offense then
to consider the chanting Hari name use Hari name like Vedic fruitive sacrifices
yes.
to do a ritual for some good, for some benefit, to do Hari Nam like this.
What are you telling? Understand? What are you telling? You should tell.
To do
loudly.
To chant the holy name with fruitive motives.
Karma kanda.
Karma kanda. Dharam dehi
rupam.
कहना चाह रहे हैं हरे कृष्ण मंत्र की तुलना कर्मकांड में बढ़ने सब चीजों से करना जितने भी
यू हैव नॉट अंडरस्टैंड डोंट थिंक दैट कर्म योग ज्ञान तपस्या टू गिव ऑल्स टू क्या दान करना
चैरिटी
मेकिंग स्कूल्स एंड कॉलेज एंड हॉस्पिटल्स इज इक्वल टू नेम डोंट थिंक इन होल वर्ल्ड देयर इज नथिंग लाइक नेम Name is himself Krishna. So don't think like that. And first eight?
Do
okay. First?
To preach the glory of the holy name to a faithless person. So someone may be chanting name but we tell too much and he loses faith. He can't take this.
Don't give Harinam in order to have praise, money, so many number of devotees. Don't do this. If he has no honor, no shraddha, don't give harina. First create shraddha and then. Otherwise it is the offense. And last?
To not have complete faith in the chanting of the Holy Name.
And servant of Krishna, now I have been attacked by Maya, and inside it is body and mind, and eternal servant of Krishna. Not somebody. Don't be worried for this worldly body. If a man is dying, you are getting so much that, I will give up of the Harikan. One devotee has Radha Krishna deity. His son was about to die with cancer. He told that, oh Krishna, you should give life to my child. Otherwise, I will not worship you. But child was dead, and he took the deities and gave it to Ganges. I have not stayed about Krishna. In God, in anything I do, she became desperate. This is about. Don't always be worried for this body. You should see that. One day it will go away. So these apras should not be done. All should be very careful about them. Okay? You should know all these principles and try to go on. Otherwise, your name will be not so fruitful. It can give salvation, worldly reputation, worldly happiness. And it. So, very, very careful of these things. Also, you should know about Seva Aparad. Seva Aparad, there are
32 kinds.
You can see in Archandipika. You can have a book. You should always try to honor Vaishnava. You should read the book first if you want to make your devotional activities pure and high class. Then read Upadeshamritam. Samiji has also translated by the name of
Nectar of Instructions.
You should read. I have also. Then you should read.
Amader
upadeshan
in
English. I request anyone to translate it at once without delay. Where is Prem Vilas? There are so many things. Who are Prem Vilas? There are so many things to do.
It's almost finished. Almost finished.
Eight verses are complete. But I am telling all the books, you will have to give me your whole energy. And Krishna will arrange your everything. Don't worry for all these things. We are like an umbrella on you. So I think that all will help you. Krishna will help. Krishna help me and all are helping. So don't be worried for your life living. You should give whole energy with very inspiration and inner joy. I have to do so many things, books. Bhakti Rasamrita, Bhojvallimani, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamritam, Chaitanya Bhagavatam, the books of Rupa Goswami, all actually Brihad Bhagavatamrit with very great explanation, big explanation. So many things. So So you will all have to serve. All have to serve me by any means or whole energy, by money, energy, your learning, your vidya, everything. I know that there are so many qualified persons. See that Thakurani, also learned person. What name?
I can get my name.
Prabhu, Gyan Bhattar. Oh.
Prabhunath Bhattar.
Prabhunath Bhattar.
Vaikuntha Priya.
And after that,
Govinda Bhattar.
All these boys. Hmm?
Dabodar.
Dabodar. And
so many.
Oh, what name?
We have so many kids here.
All are. I don't know my name. All are so
qualified.
Those who are not in this, I know that they can help by money also for publications, some centers. So you should be very energetic about this. If you are doing so, your energy is coming in that and it will develop your bhakti. Like Swamiji has done, in a very short time he has preached all over the world miracle. So I have to repeat this.
Yeah.
Swamiji is here hearing and laughing also.
only one difference, you should stay longer than 10 years.
I come here at the age of 74 and he came
65.
So anyone cannot say whose age is longer. He may call him at any time. So I am here up to part time with great energy and very enthusiastic way. He should help in my this mission of Swamiji or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission, Rupa Goswami mission, and Krishna mission wishes. I know that there are so many, all are so qualified within these ladies. Oh, if I will tell any one of them, some with their little, oh, she will be bigger. She can. She is so expert in preaching.
She will be bigger than the
Vichitri. He is Vichitri.
Variety, full of variety.
My
Madhavi
Shamarani.
Shamarani, so qualified in everything.
Shamarani.
So, you should try to help me or serve or what you can tell. Like Prabhupada did so many things in the world, we are going to do the same thing. We can offer our life for the preaching for service of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, here, I wanted to take rest, but I think that this is more than rest. Our rest is this, to inspire all, to engage everyone according to their ability in Krishna service. Swami was expert in this. Those who came to him, he had advanced any service. No qualification, all you should take the box and go to
airport
and here and there. Gaur Praman. I think that again next year we will meet like this. And you can come to India in Kartik month. And very, very, very sweet parikrama.
Prajamandal parikrama.
We will go with all the devotees.
But if it's going in this rate, Gurudev, then next year we need the stadium.
Yeah. One kirtan.